Hey guys, so I'm recording this because I just saw a news story about the new Star Wars movie. Now, I know literally nothing about Star Wars. I don't care. I never watched it. Star Wars, Star Trek, whatever. I've never watched that stuff. I don't care. And I really don't care about Harry Potter, except the Goblet of Fire, because for some reason that was the one that I read, the fourth book. I had it on tape and I read all 12 tapes, all 24 sides of the tapes. Now I say this because that's my question. Is Star Wars the new Harry Potter? Is Harry Potter the Star Wars of our generation, I guess, is the best way to say it? Because I feel like the 90s kids all knew about Harry Potter. We did. And I don't know anything compared to most of my friends, because I wasn't into the magical fake crap. I didn't get involved in that stuff. Although I loved Goblet of Fire. No. Let me stop myself. Turn around for a second and tell a quick story. So my mother had bought one of the Harry Potter books, one of the first or second books, and read it to me on a trip. My brother and I, we were in the minivan, and my dad was driving, and she had read the book, and I loved it. I did. But that was the one book I read until probably 3 years later when Goblet of Fire came out. That's when I started to read that book. And it was a great book. And if I could go back and actually have the time to read how many books now? I'm not going to answer because I have no idea. There's a ton. 12? 12 books? I would love it. But I started early, and then I skipped a couple books, and I read the fourth book, and then I stopped. Because my problem is, it's not that I don't like the books. It's that I like them too much. And this might be a two-parter, because how much time is left? I have to look. Oh, 6 minutes. We're good. My problem is that I like books too much. So I will read a book to death. I literally stop listening to audiobooks or reading Braille books. Not recently. I don't read much Braille. I do read Braille for work and stuff, but for the most part, I don't read books because I love them. What was a book I read? Oh. Last year, I picked up, I had watched the show Under the Dome for a long time, and my friend Tanya said, "Oh, you gotta read the book." I read the book in a day and a half. And not read, I listened to, but still. That's ridiculous. That's a lot of reading. And to be honest, I tried to mask myself at the beginning of this post by saying, no, I don't like, you know, Harry Potter. I love that stuff. I love sort of the magic even though it's not real. Like, remember when the Quidditch match? That's and that's all I really remember, because that was the fourth book with the broom and stuff. But I love it. Or when that must have been some sale, Patty. Jim just had to have. Who was the one that bounced? The one guy bounced Miltoy or Miltoy. This was probably 10 years ago, if not longer. Oh, God, I can't remember. Miltoy. And he was being an asshole. So somebody took his magic and bounced him up and down all over Hogwarts. Anyways, I love this stuff. I really do. And it's so different what I started with. But that's why I don't read it. And that's why I need to literally take a year to sit down and read this stuff. But I can't put it down. Somebody help me. Anyways. Yeah. So, goodbye.